In the morning, they gave Reacher a medal, and in the afternoon, they sent him back to school. The medal was another Legion of Merit, his second. It was a handsome item, enameled in white with a ribbon halfway between purple and red. Army Regulation 600-8-22 authorized its award for exceptionally meritorious conduct in the performance of outstanding services to the United States in a key position of responsibility, which was a bar Reacher felt he had cleared, technically, but he figured the real reason he was getting it was the same reason he had gotten it before. It was a transaction, a contractual token. Take the bauble and keep your mouth shut about what we asked you to do for it, which Reacher would have anyway. It was nothing to boast about. The Balkans, some police work, a search for two local men with wartime secrets to keep, both soon identified and located and visited and shot in the head. All part of the peace process. 2 weeks of his life. 4 rounds expended. No big deal. Army Regulation 600-8-22 was surprisingly vague about exactly how medals should be handed out. It said only that decorations were to be presented with an appropriate air of formality and with fitting ceremony, which usually meant a large room with gilt furniture and a bunch of flags, and an officer senior in rank to the recipient. Reacher was a major with 12 years in, but other awards were being given out that morning, including 3 to a trio of colonels and 2 to a pair of 1-star generals. So the big cheese on deck was a 3-star from the Pentagon. The appropriately formal room was deep inside Fort Belvoir in Virginia, which was close to the Pentagon, which was convenient for the 3-star. Convenient for Reacher, too, because it was about equally close to Rock Creek, where he had been marking time since he got back. There was some milling around, and some small talk, and some shaking of hands, and then everyone went quiet, and lined up, and stood to attention, and salutes were exchanged, and medals were variously pinned or draped on, and then there was more milling around, and small talk, and shaking of hands. Reacher edged toward the door, keen to get out, but the 3-star caught him before he made it. The guy shook his hand and kept hold of his elbow and said, "I hear you're getting new orders." Reacher said, "No one told me. Not yet." "Where did you hear that?" "What's up, Sergeant?" They all talked to each other. U.S. Army NCOs have the world's most efficient grapevine. It always amazes me. "Where do they say I'm going?" "They don't know for sure, but not far, within driving distance anyway. Apparently the motor pool got a requisition." "When am I supposed to find out?" "Sometime today." "Thank you," Reacher said. "Good to know." The 3-star let go of his elbow, and Reacher edged onward to the door and through it and out to a corridor, where a sergeant first class skidded to a halt and saluted. The guy said, "Sir, with General Garber's compliments, he requests that you stop by his office at your earliest convenience." Garber's office was in the Pentagon, so Reacher caught a ride with 2 captains who lived at Belvoir but had afternoon shifts in the B-ring. Garber had a walled-off room all his own, guarded by a sergeant at a desk outside the door, who stood up and led Reacher inside and announced his name. Then the guy sidestepped and began his retreat, but Garber stopped him and said, "Sergeant, I'd like you to stay." So the guy did, standing easy. A witness. Garber said, "Take a seat, Reacher." Reacher did, on a visitor chair with tubular legs. Garber said, "You have new orders." Reacher said, "What and where?" "You're going back to school." Reacher said nothing.